Back home now, and small businesses are expected to face another dip in revenue when the second round of wage subsidies runs out next week and is replaced by the wage subsidy extension, which has tighter criteria. Year on year, the revenue was down 10% in March, 34% in April. The data was collected by the accountancy software firm Xero, but some economists are saying the shock from COVID-19 is not quite as bad as expected. Craig Hudson is Managing Director of Xero. Morena.
Morena.
What do you think? Is it going to be, as somebody put it earlier on, terrible but not very terrible?
Well, in some cases, a crystal ball would be amazing. But right now, what we can deal with is the hard data of business performance that we've got in front of us today, which shows the shock was quite severe for small businesses as we went into lockdown. And you'd kind of expected that, being that economic activity effectively stopped for small business. But seeing it in hard data and seeing the visualisation of the graph that we put together was incredibly confronting. And trying to put that into real terms of the impact that would have been having on the families of those small businesses across the country.
Have you been able to do an assessment of how important the wage subsidy's been?
So we saw a drop of 4%, or close to 4%, in jobs in small business, and they all happened pretty much before the wage subsidy hit. So the wage subsidy effectively has saved jobs. The speed in which that was delivered, we feel, based on the data, saved jobs.
Well, it might have saved jobs, or people might have just laid off enough and stopped laying off. Do you know what I mean? 4% is quite a lot.
4% is quite a lot. If you transport that out to the size of the economy in small business, you're looking at 24,000 jobs. You look at regional variances, though, and Auckland, for instance, was 5.7% down in small business jobs, which is huge. We're looking at, if you look at some of the predictions that we're going to get to unemployment of close to 10% for a 4% drop, and it was quite a severe drop. You would have expected those numbers to continue to drop based on the premise of the data. But once the wage subsidy hit, all of that employment stabilised, which has to be a good thing.
I know you haven't got your crystal ball, but 1st of September, when the wage subsidy extension runs out, I imagine that there will be more layoffs.
The thing that I'm hoping for is that between now and then, New Zealand is going to be in a better place to be able to ignite economic activity than most other jurisdictions, because of the position of which we're in. So I'm hoping that we, as New Zealanders, are able to support small businesses like we've never supported them before, to be able to get out and explore our backyard, to be able to hopefully fill the void of what the government subsidies are. So when they roll off, there is enough activity and enough revenue coming in to be able to sustain that business and the employees within them.
So in the next 3 months, New Zealanders need to get out there, spend money and buy New Zealand.
So as consumers, those that can, those that have means, that are still employed and have the ability to get out of.
That's right. Let's put the conditions on it, because, of course, we're talking about a whole lot of people who won't have enough money to spend.
Absolutely.
No matter where it is.
No matter where, absolutely. So it's the ones that do have means to be able to support your local businesses around you, and those that can to get out and explore the backyard of New Zealand.
I don't know whether you're able to comment on this, but, for example, I was looking at New Zealand made clothing the other day online, and there's no one site to find everything. Do you think that there should be more kind of digital direction?
I think that would be hugely helpful.
Don't you think?
Yeah, there's lots of conversations around how can we be more fiercely local. But if you haven't seen it already, there's a Facebook page called New Zealand Made Products. And last time I went on, I think it was close to 480,000 members in there, with small businesses scattered across the country. And I'm so inspired by the creativity and amazing products that Kiwi businesses have that we have never even seen or heard of before. So I totally agree. If we're able to look at ways of being able to consolidate what is Kiwi, and be able to look at ways of supporting those businesses, would be a fantastic idea.
It's very interesting, don't you think? I mean, globalisation, to hell with globalisation. Buy local, buy New Zealand, fell from favour for quite a long time because it sounded like it was narrow-minded and parochial.
Yeah, a little bit, and also cost, because we could get things considerably cheaper offshore. But now there's a lot more ethical buying that comes into mind, and that's where small business, I would like to think, starts coming to forefront of mind to support local and support small before large international chains, for instance.
So, again, I want you to have a crystal ball, please. Do you think that this will change our consumption habits long-term or just short-term?
I really hope so. I was able to get out on the road and go down to Rotorua over the long weekend, and just seeing the amount of people out on the roads. T-Rail was humming and took 15, 20 minutes even just to get into T-Rail, and Rotorua itself was buzzing. But the fear, of course, and the same coming out of Level 4, the fear was that you'd get a massive spike of people wanting to get out to the cafes and support small businesses and get out and see things. But we need sustained support, continual cash flow for small business, not just the one-off big spikes. So I really do hope. I don't have a crystal ball, but I'd like to think that because people are talking about it so much, there is a lot of passion about it, and it's on TV all the time. Political players are talking about it, which is fantastic because it raises the profile. So I'd like to think it does change consumer buying behaviour. Yes.
Good to talk to you. Thank you. Greg Hudson is Managing Director of Zero.